you gotta be quiet. We're gonna get caught. No, I know. I know, I know, I know. I'm not the loud one between us. You're the loud one. Yes, yes, you are. I am whispering. You're the one talking really loudly. To bring your voice down. Thank you. I don't want to get caught, alright? Your dad already hates me. Yes, he does. Baby, I can pick up on vibes. That man despises me. Yes, he does. There's a place above your fireplace that I swear he's going to melt my head one day. If he knew I was here right now, he would come in here and... Okay. You don't understand how terrifying your father is. That's why. It's okay. But your dad's a scary dude, and I definitely do not want to piss him off. I mean, I'm willing to take some risks. I'm here, aren't I? Speaking of... Thank you. I am risking my actual life here. Oh, it's always worth it. 1,000%. Oh no, I'm gonna be out of here in the morning. Oh, long before the sun rises. Mm-hmm. You gotta set an alarm on your phone though. Because whatever alarm you have won't be suspicious. I don't know what alarms you use here. Okay, fine. They're just... Alright, I'll just do a default Apple sound. But... Yeah, no, I'll be fine. I just don't want to get caught. I'm aware. But this is the first time I'm actually, like, allowing myself to fall asleep. Oh my god, every other time I've just stayed awake. Until I see, like, a little bit of light. And then I'm just out through the window. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I've been so tired. I've been exhausted. I mean, it's worth it. It is always worth it. Oh. Just a little bit nervous. Just like a tiny bit nervous to go to sleep. I don't know, God forbid they just like open the door and I'm just here. I don't know. It's a crazy thing. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm just like, oh. Okay. I won't think about it anymore. No, I promise. Mm-hmm. That's why I came over every other night, so at least I got like one night of sleep in between. Mm-hmm. Poor, poor baby. I'm so excited to actually go to sleep with you. Like, stroke your hair. Just, like, snuggle you. Watch a lot of YouTube on my phone. No, that was only when you were, like, fast asleep and I didn't want to, like, wake you up at all. Besides that, I'm just not waking you the whole night. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna fall asleep so quickly tonight. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's so hard not to fall asleep the other nights. It's just like, it's so comfy laying next to you. Just like peaceful and safe. And just like, oh, it's so amazing. I'm glad I can make you feel that way too. And so you know that like two people are compatible. They feel like safe when they're like going to bed together. Because you're really vulnerable when you're going to sleep. It's like the most vulnerable you ever are. It's like sleeping. So if you trust someone enough to fall asleep in front of them, that means like you trust them a good bit. Yeah, it's like an animalistic thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love you. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Your bed is a million times better than being back at the dorm. Yeah. No, I think you're lucky your parents didn't make you live on campus the first year. I don't know. I kind of wish I had, like... Oh, well, roommate sucks. I think that's the biggest takeaway. I hate my roommate. Oh, my God, so badly. I mean, he's a nice enough guy. I just think I think I just hate living with someone who isn't you. Actually, we can do it. I think it's junior year. Yeah, junior year, we're allowed housing. That's co-ed housing. Mm-hmm. We can move in together when we get junior year. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. I don't know why. They should just let... Like, at least sophomores, college sophomores should be allowed to have co-ed housing. I guess. I don't know. I'm just glad... Oh, they used to. They used to have that. Yeah, but if they still did mandatory housing for freshmen, your parents would not have let you go to that school. Yeah, they... I mean, it's cool that they're going to let you go sophomore year, but... I know. They just love you a lot. They don't mean... I don't know, your dad's scary, but your mom, she means well. Dad terrifies me. Just scary, dude. I think all fathers just do not like the men who are with their daughters, usually. At least initially. I mean, one day I hope me and your dad have, like, a really good relationship and we're, like, good friends. But I don't think that's going to happen until we are married. Like, that's just not going to happen. Yeah, and once we're married, it's a whole different thing. Then I'm, like, part of the family, and I'm, like... Or at least engaged, maybe. Maybe when I'm engaged to you, it would be different. He just needs, like, a solid commitment from me. When he sees, like, a solid commitment, then he'll be cool. But this... Yeah, he's just like, oh, you're just dating her. I don't know if I can trust you. Yeah, he doesn't realize. Like, I'm in it for the long haul, you know? Oh, my God, 100%. I just can't propose to you now because I'm super broke. Yeah. Once we resolve some of this college debt and then subsequently, yeah, I mean, that's basically it, right? Just, yeah. And then I also need to get a job. And also work. And then buy a house. And, oh my God, there's so much things to do in life. Mm-hmm. See, this is why your dad doesn't like me yet. I don't have a house, I don't have a mortgage, and I don't have a job. I'm not married to you yet. So once we knock out all those things, I think your dad will like me again. He liked me before we were dating. Remember when I'd come over and we were just... Yeah. I think... Because I wasn't... We used to be really good friends. But I think the vibe has definitely changed now. No. We used to make fun of the guys you dated. Oh my God, all the time. All the time. Yeah. That's why I'm not like, I'm scared of him, but only because I know how he is with the others. I don't want it to be like that with me. Yeah. It will. I love your family. Your family's great. Yeah. Don't love the sneaking around part, but... Yeah. It's not long. I guess 2 years until you can move in with me. Soon. I'm so sleepy. Is it okay? No. Well, I love you.